It is time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. And Andy, spring training is underway. And I guess the Red Sox still have some interest in adding to their 2018 roster. What's the latest news? What's the latest news there?
Well, hello, Bill. And yes, the rumors are still out there. The Red Sox are looking to add something to their roster before the 2018 season officially gets underway. As pitchers and catchers held their first workouts yesterday. In the mix right now, of course, J.D. Martinez, the power-hitting outfielder that played for the Arizona Diamondbacks last year. He is still in the mix, but nothing much closer. The Red Sox have a five-year, about $110 million offer on the table. I guess that's not good enough for J.D. at the moment. So we'll have to wait and see if he decides to cave and take a pay cut, or I don't know what he's thinking on that one. But if that doesn't work out, the Red Sox are always showing interest in free agent first baseman designated hitter Logan Morrison. He had a career-high 38 home runs last year for the Tampa Bay Rays. So I think before it's all said and done, we will see a new bat in the lineup, which is a question of who it is and when they will show up.
Gotcha. Okay, now, as far as some Red Sox news, I saw some stories where Andrew Benintendi has really bulked up, and they're questioning how he was able to do it. But what have you heard?
Yep, that has been true. He got a haircut and bigger biceps. He's ready to rock and the go, hoping to hit some more home runs. Hopefully he did it the right way of loading up on some weights and proper eating and nutrition and whatnot. But, hopefully that being said, that Benintendi adds a little more thump to the lineup, because that's obviously something that was missing last year, and the Red Sox need to get that going.
Well, I'm very similar to Benintendi. I've added some I got a haircut, but I haven't added a lot of bulk. There we go.
Okay. We all get the haircut. That's about it.
Yeah, I keep getting those haircuts. Okay, now David Price. Now he kind of had a tumultuous kind of year in a way off the field and so on. But he's been talking in the last week. Can you summarize what he's been saying?
Well, basically, David Price showed up at camp on time and ready and raring to go. And he did say in the first day of spring training that his attitude was not great last season. He does admit that he was in the wrong in some spots. Did not specifically come out and say with the situation with Dennis Eckersley. But, he hopes to improve on his relationship with the media coming into this season, as well as the fans. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
Well, just pitchers and catchers, as you point out this week. But a brand new manager in Alex Cora. What's the latest news with manager Cora now that he's back from, Puerto Rico, was it, I think? Yeah.
Yes, he was in Puerto Rico. He's got his camp all set up and ready to go at Fort Myers. And his first little piece of news coming out of the spring training field yesterday is that he said that he plans on using Blake Swihart in the super utility role this year. Swihart is out of options, so if the Red Sox do try to send him to Pawtucket before the beginning of the season, he has to clear waivers. Good chance he won't do that. Swihart, a left-handed hitter, more known for his hitting than his defense. We'll have to see how that plays out. But Cora is thinking of Swihart working out at second base for the first time in his career, with the hope that he can be an option to fill in for Dustin Pedroia as Pedroia recovers from off-season knee surgery. Pedroia is not really expected back into the Red Sox lineup until sometime in May. So with Swihart, we know he can play the outfield a little bit. He can do some catching, some possible first base, now second base. So that also brings into the situation then what are they going to do with Brock Holt, because he's also the super utility guy for the Red Sox right now. There's some interest in Holt out there from other teams, so maybe Dave Dombrowski includes him in a deal before the season starts. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, Brock Holt's always been interesting to me. I've always liked him, but yet am I wrong? He always seems injured too nowadays.
Yeah, lately he's been through the injury bug the last few years. He dealt with vertigo last year as well. So with Holt, he's a great guy. You put him in every so often. He's a great spark plug to the lineup. I think when he plays maybe 4 or 5 days in a row, he gets a little exposed. But especially as that utility guy, he's a great addition to the team.
All right. Take any other Red Sox notes, Andy, to share with us?
Yes. Linda Pizzuti-Henry, the wife of owner John Henry, now owns a piece of the Red Sox officially after acquiring a portion of the shares held by a member of the Fenway Sports Group. Pizzuti-Henry is the first woman to own a piece of the team since Gene Yawkey passed away back in 1992.
Okay. And again, just summarize spring training for us. What's ahead for the Sox in the days ahead?
Well, spring training pitchers and catchers, they held their first workouts yesterday. Will continue to do so over the next few days. The first full squad workout set for this coming Monday. And the Red Sox open up their exhibition schedule next Thursday with a doubleheader at Fort Myers against Boston College and Northeastern. Of course, if you're keeping the countdown clock going, opening day 42 days away for the Sox. They'll play in St. Petersburg with the Tampa Bay Rays. Opening day at Fenway, 49 days away as the Sox take on the Tampa Bay Rays.
All right, put the shovels away. It's springtime. Here, okay. Now, what else? I always love the Major League Baseball notes. What do you have for us around baseball? Let's begin with those Cubs.
Yes, they had the big free agent splash since last we talked. They signed pitcher Yu Darvish to a six-year, $126 million contract. Last year, Darvish spent his time with the Rangers and then with the Dodgers at the end of the year. He got traded during the trade deadline, and of course, he was pitching for the Dodgers in the World Series. Also, Twins number one starter, Ervin Santana. He underwent surgery in the past week on his right middle finger. He's going to be out 10 to 12 weeks, so the Twins looking for some pitching as well. They were also in on the Yu Darvish sweepstakes before he decided to end up with the Cubs.
And the Bonds are having their number retired, so to speak, right?
Yes, the Giants have announced that they're going to retire the number 25 worn by Barry Bonds, and previously, before that, his father Bobby. That event's going to take place on August the 11th.
Right. And finally, I know you have a couple of other Red Sox notes, I believe, Andy, and they involve our dreaded Yankees, right?
Well, absolutely. First, we'll start with Derek Jeter, the new Marlins owner. He still admits that he roots for the Yankees, so I'm sure the Marlins fans just love to hear that. And then this is kind of an interesting situation. Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton and Mets pitcher A.J. Ramos are going to share an apartment in Manhattan this season. Stanton and Ramos were teammates in the Marlins organization beginning back in 2009 up until last season. So very, very odd to hear that two players are going to room together, especially from two different teams. Obviously, they really won't be in the apartment really at the same time because generally when the Yankees are home, the Mets are away and vice versa. But you think with the contracts that these players have that they can have their own place and not have to be worried about having roommates, you know, sharing the cable and electric bill.
Well, guys got to save. It wonders how they're spending the rest of those big salaries.
Exactly. That's the question at hand.
That is funny. But, well, it's like a timeshare, basically. Yeah, there you go. And that's pretty much it for our notes. Or one more thing.
Well, former Major League pitcher Esteban Loaiza was arrested earlier this week in San Diego with 44 pounds of cocaine in his car worth $500,000. Loaiza pitched for 8 teams in his 14-year career, which ended back in 2008. So kind of a sad story in the world of Major League Baseball as we round things off. Again, we're talking about players saving money to share an apartment. I would think over a 14-year career for Esteban Loaiza, he would have enough money. He doesn't have to worry about hiding cocaine in his car to make some cash, but again, what are they spending their money on? This is what happens.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That's a great story, though, about the Met and the Yankees sharing the apartment in New York.
New York.
Absolutely. Well, great. It reminds me of another story with New York years ago, sharing something else, but let's not go there. But, Andy, any other thoughts on this Red Sox team as their needs and anything else you're looking at in spring training?
Well, again, the need is still to add some thump to the lineup. Parts of the pitching staff still in question. I still think they need to add another veteran starting pitcher into the rotation or someone that could start the season in Pawtucket because you always need extra starting pitching. It's just what's interesting to me in this offseason and going into spring training, there's absolutely no buzz for the Red Sox. No one's excited about it. It's kind of an afterthought at this point. They're kind of coming on kind of quietly. So it's either there's going to be a big splash or the interest level is just that far down.
Gotcha. All right, that's Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I am Bill Newell, and this is MSO New Sports.